Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $245 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. Police in St. Louis are looking for an Uber driver who allegedly robbed a customer at knife point using a translator app to make the demand for cash last weekend. The 28-year-old victim was seeking to retrieve a phone he'd left in the driver's minivan. Police say a Saturday night shooting in Kansas City's upscale Country Club Plaza retail district was random, and the suspect and victim didn't know each other. The juvenile victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley's office has responded to allegations that he illegally used public resources to help his U.S. Senate campaign. Bill Wise reports.
It said the accusations are a frivolous act of political harassment from a well-known Democratic operative who heads a leftist political organization. Fellow Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft has launched an investigation into the accusations against Hawley. Ashcroft has asked State Auditor Nicole Galloway, a Democrat, to work together to investigate the case. In a letter to Galloway yesterday, Ashcroft cites Galloway having subpoena power, unlike Ashcroft.
Farmington State Senator Gary Romine says he's disappointed his fellow Republicans and the governor are bringing back a right-to-work bill next year. Romine, whose district includes a large number of union workers, says Missourians have spoken in an astounding way by strongly defeating a right-to-work measure.
I think the voice of the people is going to be very important at this point, that they call their legislators, get engaged in conversation, and just let them know it was defeated overwhelmingly, and we don't understand why they're bringing this back up again. It's going to have to be interaction between the people and the legislators.
Right-to-work supporters say such laws boost the economy and jobs. Opponents say a right-to-work law would lower wages for all Missourians, not just union workers. Multiple law enforcement agencies say they've made the largest single methamphetamine seizure in recent history in southern Missouri's Laclede County. They seized $250,000 worth of meth. A former Berry County man from southwest Missouri was sentenced after moving to Tennessee to engage in an illicit sexual relationship with a 15-year-old victim. 35-year-old Michael Peterson was given a 7-year sentence yesterday. The Ladue School District near St. Louis removed a photo on its Facebook page yesterday that included a student making a hand symbol associated with white nationalism. A civil rights advocacy group says the traditional OK symbol of a thumb and forefinger joined in a circle has been used to mean white power for a few years. The Missouri Supreme Court is looking at a wrongful death case where video footage of a man's fatal fall while walking into a hospital disappeared. Attorney Jeffrey McPherson, who's representing SSM Healthcare, denied claims by the man's family that the hospital destroyed the video evidence in bad faith.
There was ample evidence that there never had been any intentional effort to keep this video from being shown to anyone.
The lower court in St. Louis had sided with SSM Healthcare. You're listening to Missouri Net News.